10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
Thank you. Sonny Clark with the great Ike Quebec. That was Deep in a Dream. I can't hear that song without thinking of the Sinatra version from In the Wee Small Hours, which is where I first heard that tune. Ike Quebec. Go online and look at a discography of Ike Quebec. There's just not a lot out there. If you want some Ike Quebec records, and I do, you have your choice of like three Blue Notes from the 60s, and that's it, pretty much. So I was thrilled to see that he played. He only played on like two cuts on this record, which is unfortunate. But I love Ike Quebec. I love that Coleman Hawkins-y influenced tenor sound that he had, and he was just great. And I believe he worked kind of like an AR guy for Blue Note. He would go out and bring them artists to record. And I'm thinking, why are you doing that? You're a great tenor player. Why don't you go out and make a bunch of records on your own? Which he made a few for Blue Note, but not as many as he should have. And you are listening to Let's Get Lost on WYXR 91.7 on your FM dial. Saving lives, one record at a time. And we are going to just move right into the music. I did a little hang with my partner in crime up here, Joe Restivo, the other day. And we, usually we're playing more modern stuff. But we got onto this kind of trad kick where we were just listening to Jelly Roll Morton and Fletcher Henderson and blah, blah, blah. I don't know how we went down that rabbit hole, but I played this tune and I just thought I got to play this, even though I played some Sidney Bechet, I think the last time I was here, but I'm going to play you some more. This is my favorite Sidney Bechet tune. It's called Really the Blues, written by Mez Mesro. And I first heard this in a great film by Adam Rudolph called The Moderns, which I saw 45 years ago in a theater. And this is one of the tunes. They used a lot of really cool music in that film. This is one of it. And I had no idea who it was. I was like, what was that? And later on, I figured out that was Sidney Bechet with Really the Blues. And I think you're going to like it. Thank you. Graham Collier. Tune is called Crumbling Cookie from a really brilliant record he did in 1967 called Deep Dark Blue Center. Graham Collier, a UK guy, and I've kind of been on a UK kick lately. Not the usual suspects of Tubby Hayes and Ronnie Scott, but kind of these, I don't know, there was that, something in the water over there in the mid-60s with Michael Garrick and Stan Tracy and Don Rendell and Ian Carr and Graham Collier and something. They were just, they had a really cool thing going on over there. Before that, Red Callender and his octet with Buddy Collette on tenor. That was called You're a Part of Me. And we started out with Sidney Bechet. Really, really the blues. All right, we're just going to continue to spin tunes. Joe and I, we were going down this rabbit hole of kind of the older stuff from the 30s and whatnot. And this was a song that we listened to. It's called Honeysuckle Rose, which is a song that I don't particularly even care for. It's, I've either heard it too many times or it just kind of sounds corny to me. It's the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra. But you knew there was a preamble. Coleman Hawkins takes a solo on this record, and this was recorded in 1932. And this solo is so far out, you could hear it today and you'd think it was far out, much less in 1932. And I was reading some essays by Joe Epstein the other day, and he had a one on genius, you know, what it means to be a genius. And somebody, I don't think he made this up, he was quoting somebody that said, a talented person hits the target from, you know, a distance that nobody else can hit the target from, but a genius hits a target that nobody else can see. And I think Coleman Hawkins wasn't just a great tenor player. I think he was a genius. And so just pay attention. You know, there's going to be a trumpet solo here that's going to sound kind of like you would expect. And then Coleman Hawkins is going to take a solo on Honeysuckle Rose that I think is going to just blow your mind. Thank you.
Support for WYXR, including our 2025 Dowd Awards, comes from Iris Etc. Catering. Chef Kelly English offers flavors from his childhood in Southern Louisiana, catering weddings, private events, corporate luncheons, and more. More information can be found at irisetc.com.
I'm so tired of this dull routine. Up to town on the 8:15. Back at 9, off to bed and then get up, start it all over again. Hey, let's take a boat to Bermuda. Let's take a plane to St. Paul. Let's take a kayak to Quincy or Nyack. Let's get away from it all. Let's take a trip on a trailer. No need to come back at all. Let's take a powder to Boston for chatter. Let's get away from it all. We'll travel right from town to town, visit every state. I'll repeat, I love you, sweet, in all the 48. Let's go again to Niagara. This time we'll look at the fall. Let's leave our hut, dear, get out of the rut, dear. Let's get away from it all. Take a kayak to Quincy or Nyack, why to get away from it all. Let's take a trip on a trailer, no need to come back at all. Let's take a powder to Boston for chatter, let's get away from it all. The ba ba doo ba bid bid wee ba, it's boo da bid da doo ba boo how. I'll repeat, I love you, sweet, in all the 48. Let's go again to Niagara. Oh, this time we'll look at the fall. Let's leave our hut, dear, get out of the rut, dear. Let's get away. Take off today. Have ourselves a ball. Get away from it all.
Bobby Troup, of course, with Howard Roberts in there on guitar. In a Matt Dennis composition, Let's Get Away From It All. Let's take a powder to Boston for chowder. Before that, Sonny Stitt with Serenade to a Square. It's an early Savoy 10-inch record where he kind of, I never thought, people said Sonny Stitt was just a Charlie Parker clone, and I'd never really heard that in his playing, but the really early stuff like this, I kind of hear it, like, yeah, a little bit. Start out with Fletcher Henderson, only because I wanted to play the Coleman Hawkins solo on Honeysuckle Rose, which, yeah, I'm not crazy about that song. It's corny. It's dated. All right, we are at the halfway point, and we're going to get through as much as we can. I think last time I was here, I played a cut from Freddie Hubbard's Hub Tones, which was a touchstone record for me. And this was not intentional, but I brought a record. I thought, yeah, this was a touchstone record for me for sure. It was Jackie McLean's Let Freedom Ring. And when I heard this record, I was like, wow. If I wasn't a jazz fan before, I am now. This is a great record. It's just a quartet. And I'm going to play, it's one of the less out tunes on it. It's called I'll Keep Loving You.
Thank you. Thank you.
Chet Baker with Russ Freeman. I think the reason Chet Baker's records were so good in his Pacific recording days was because Russ Freeman was his piano player and composed a lot of these tunes, including that one. That was called B's Flat. And before that, Kenny Graham and his Afro-Cubist with Mango Walk. You know, we have a computer here that's supposed to keep up with what we play, and it kind of does and it kind of doesn't. And it kept up with most of this stuff. And then it wouldn't recognize Bobby Troup, who's pretty mainstream stuff. Bobby Troup, it didn't recognize that. I typed that in manually. But it recognized Kenny Graham's Afro-Cubist. Like, really? We started out with Jackie McLean, I'll Keep Loving You, from one of the greatest records ever made, Let Freedom Ring. If you don't have that record, go get yourself a copy. Woo! All right, we are winding down here, but we got plenty of time left for this tune. And this is Jimmy Hamilton, continuing my quest to hear all of the great clarinetists of jazz, especially the modern guys. And this is Jimmy Hamilton with Bohemia After Dark with Barry Galbraith on guitar. Thank you. Stan Tracy, another Brit with an undercover lover. And Stan Tracy was kind of a modernist. His compositions remind me a little bit of Thelonious Monk or Herbie Nichols when you listen to his, especially his trio records. Hear a lot of that in there. And we started out with clarinetist Jimmy Hamilton. Bohemia After Dark with Barry Galbraith and Clark Terry. And that is going to wrap it up for another edition of Let's Get Lost on WYXR 91.7 on your FM dial. And next week is our pledge drive, so I know you're going to want to make a pledge, become a member, support the station. It's just that easy. Make a pledge, become a member, support the station. So I look forward to hearing from all of you as you do that next week. And as always, thank you for supporting the station with your dollars and your ears. It's been a pleasure serving your listening needs. I'm going to leave you. I'm going back to the old days again. I've been on that kick for a long time now. It seems like it's not just a phase anymore. I think it's just what I like to listen to. This is Don Byas, who was a great tenor player, moved to Europe after young, and while he was still young in his career, and was largely forgotten. He was over there for a long time, and I think he was successful over there. I know he was, but he, in the U.S., people kind of forgot about him. That's just too bad. But this is a record that was made over there. It was recorded by Prestige, but it was made in Europe with Bill Coleman on trumpet. It's called Working Eyes, and I Am Down the Road.